Robert Flack, the only person to serve as chairman of the Adirondack Park Agency and as commissioner of the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, died over the weekend. Former DEC Commissioner Robert Flack was 85 when he died at his home in Lake George. His publicist and family spokesman Mark Behan said Flack died Saturday after a period of declining health. Flack was a pillar of the Lake George community long before he was appointed to state positions. He became president of Fort William Henry in 1958 and is credited with restoring it to a popular tourist attraction. Current Mayor Robert Blaze said Flack was supervisor of the town of Lake George when he first became mayor of the village in the 1970s.
We did a lot together prior to myself and Bob Flack taking over. I'm not even certain the town and village spoke to each other, but he was a very special person. He had a lot of connections in Albany with his family and by marriage. And Bob, of course, became the DEC commissioner for a time. And then he was also chairman of the Adirondack Park Agency. He was down-to-earth, friendly, easy to get along with. And, of course, he made the Fort William Henry property one of the most successful business ventures in Lake George.
Robert Flack was appointed chairman of the Adirondack Park Agency in 1975 and in 1979 commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Adirondack Wild Friends of the Forest Preserve partner David Gibson says Flack had an imposing presence at both agencies.
He influenced many things that improved the park's environment and the state's environment. He respected the local government and believed they had a voice, but he also knew that the state had a very important role to play in the Adirondack Park.
As head of the DEC, Flack oversaw a state management plan for the 1980 Lake Placid Winter Olympics and pressed for creation of ORDA, the Olympic Regional Development Authority. Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says Flack is credited with saving the 1980 Winter Olympics.
It could have easily been a disaster. He was proactive. There was, uncharacteristically heavy snows that made Route 73 very difficult to negotiate. And he did really a great job ensuring that people could get in and out of the 1980 Olympics. Just because he moved aggressively and came up with a plan quickly and put it into place quickly.
Woodworth says he didn't know Robert Flack until Flack was appointed by then-Governor Mario Cuomo to the Commission on the Adirondacks in the 21st century.
He's best known for his minority report, which he issued before the main report. Many people thought he sandbagged the Commission on the 21st century by issuing that minority report 2 weeks before the main report was to be issued. The final report of the commission wasn't perfect, but it had a lot of good recommendations, and the Flack report, I think, turned a lot of people against the whole report of the full commission, and I think it persuaded Governor Cuomo that the main report of the commission was not something that he was going to use as his platform for the Adirondacks.
Gibson notes that Flack's influence went beyond business, tourism, and the environment.
He and Paul Schaefer had a unique relationship in Lake George. Paul Schaefer was not only an environmentalist and a wilderness preservationist, but he was a historic preservationist. And the former Warren County Courthouse, which dates back many centuries now, was going to be destroyed before the historic preservation era. And Paul got Bob to agree that delay the wrecking ball until Paul could raise enough money to try to restore that courthouse, which is now a museum. That's a very important aspect of their relationship with historic preservation.
A celebration of Robert Flack's life is scheduled at the Fort William Henry Hotel in Lake George following his funeral services on Saturday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.